You're listening to the Food Files podcast, the latest from the Oklahoma State University Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center. Here's your host, Darren Scott.
Welcome to the Food Files. I'm your host, Darren Scott, and today we're going to talk about nonstick cookware. Joining me today to help discuss this topic is Dr. Tim Bowser, FAPC food engineer. How are you doing, Tim?
Good morning. Just fine. Thank you, Darren.
You know, I thought that we would kind of just follow a little bit of an outline, talk maybe about the different types of coatings, talk about maybe relative safety, follow up with maybe some of the different uses, you know, you find in the home versus industry, and then finish up with maybe advantages, disadvantages.
Sounds great.
All right. I know that there are, you know, new and different types of nonstick coatings coming out almost, I shouldn't say all the time, but certainly they're always working on them. And I thought that we would kind of focus on maybe some of the older ones. One of the biggies, just because I think maybe it's one of the oldest ones, is PTFE, polytetrafluoroethylene. Say that three times fast.
Nice job.
The trade name of that is Teflon. And I think that one has been around since maybe 1938. I think it was developed by DuPont, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
One of the other ones, I think, is the ceramic coatings. That one is a little bit newer. I was only able to find a little bit of info on that one going back as far as about 2007, as far as the maybe the new or modern types of ceramic coatings. I'm not necessarily talking about 100% ceramic, almost like a glass or an earthware type pot or a pan. And then maybe finish up with silicone. And that one has been around, I think, at least the GRAS status from the FDA has been, what, maybe late 70s? But I think that the first time that you actually saw that being used in any sort of a food type application is probably late 80s, early 90s, started out maybe as like spatulas. But I have seen a long time ago when I used to be in industry, used to see sort of like fingers, I will call them, on belts and things like that. And these fingers would help sort of move product along. And those were sort of industrial uses that I saw for silicone. But, you know, I think the biggie, the biggest concern with a lot of consumers is relative safety, particularly with PTFE. And I don't know if you have any thoughts on that in terms of, you know, whether or not that's something to be concerned about, really, or whether or not, you know, all right, maybe just a little bit overblown.
Oh, I do. I think that that is one of the biggest issues is food safety, personal safety. And there is documented cases of problems, especially with PTFE. Mm-hmm. And but mostly I think that involves abuse. That involves thermal abuse. When things get too hot, that's when you have problems. Is that what you...
Yes. Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's somewhere around, I want to say maybe 500 degrees Fahrenheit above that is where you start to get, I guess, maybe this gassing off of some of the fumes. I think in humans it's supposed to cause maybe flu-like symptoms. I think it's really an issue for like birds. And so you really want to be sure to keep those kinds of pets out of the kitchen if you're using PTFE, just because, again, they're much more sensitive to, I guess, those particular kinds of fumes that are released. Again, as you mentioned, when you're abusing it. So I want to make sure that we kind of stress that is day-to-day use under normal circumstances, humans shouldn't have any issues. But again, as you get up above these higher temperatures, above 500 degrees Fahrenheit is where you start to have issues. And, you know, I don't know that I have come across any issues for ceramics. I don't know if you have any other information or come across anything like that.
No, I think that, like you said, that if it's not abused, it's not a problem. And ceramics, of course, they can withstand much higher temperatures. And all these coatings can flake off and be ingested. But but most of them, as long as they aren't, like I said, being abused, they'll go straight through the system.
Well, you know, and that's right. I think I saw some information about that with even the PTFEs are non-reactive or inert.
Yes.
Sometimes what they'll call it, and it should pass right through your system. And you are exactly right, that often is a concern because, you know, I have some nonstick cookware, and sure enough, there are little pieces here and there where you can see maybe a little bit of bubbling or places where it might start to fleck off. Even though I've tried my best to, you know, not abuse it, but again, you know, just normal wear and tear, and it's certainly... I must admit that, you know, I can sometimes crank the burner up maybe a little bit when I'm in a hurry. So It's certainly possible that I have, over the course of, you know, the lifespan of that particular pot, consumed a little bit of PTFE. And so I don't know that, as you said, you know, that's something that I would be worried about. You know, and I think the big concern from the regulatory standpoint was that, you know, in the manufacture of PTFE, they used to use what's known as PFOA, or perfluorooctanoic acid, in the manufacture of this PTFE. And so that is really a compound that tends to hang around in the environment and can be kind of dangerous. But they phased that out. I think in Teflon, that was phased out in 2012. And I think in the rest of the manufacturers that manufacture those PTFE type nonstick coatings, they were all phased out by 2015. And so, you know, you really don't see that particular compound being used anymore. But let's go ahead and move on. Talk about the different uses, home versus maybe industry. You're FAPSI's sort of process engineer, and so you help out clients with picking up or designing maybe different floor plans, but also finding equipment. And I'm just kind of curious on your experiences, you know, in the past, whether or not you came across any uses of PTFE in either different pieces of equipment or, you know, different applications in industry.
Well, most definitely, yes. And in my very first, very first recollections of some work in industry, we used PTFE for, heating surfaces, for cooking surfaces.
Okay.
And it was very important for us to get the complete release of the food product.
Okay. You know, that's kind of interesting. Again, back in the dinosaur days when I was in industry, we had actually some gears that were cut out of, it was a combination of PTFE and plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the gears were on a piece of equipment where there wasn't a lot of torque, but I guess the intended advantage of using that was a reduction in friction. You didn't have a lot of wear and tear on that particular gear because it had a very slick surface. And so, you know, you could use that and it would work and work and work and work and work and work. And you didn't necessarily have to worry about it breaking down quite as easily or as much because, again, this nonstick surface, so it allowed it to do a lot of work and reduce the wear and tear. I also remember, kind of funny story, they brought in a slab of PTFE to cut the gears out. And unfortunately, the person cut the first gear out in the very center. And
no.
So that kind of, you know, it kind of reduced the number of gears that you could get out of the remaining bits and pieces because he didn't start on the side. I remember that to this day. Anyway.
Expensive cut.
Yes, very expensive cut. Expensive mistake. in the home, typically, and you kind of mentioned it, same use as an industry is release, you know, when you're using it for cooking meat or even in baked items, things like that, to be able to get a nice clean release where you don't have any sort of residual bits and pieces of food in whatever that container is. You know, you get a nice clean separation. And, I don't know really in the home side of any other uses typically for these sort of nonstick surfaces. Do you know of any sort of maybe home style pieces of equipment or anything like that? I can't think of like any microwaves or any home appliance that really uses PTFE to any extent, again, that you would, in the same manner that you would see in the industry. I think the major use of any sort of nonstick coating in the home is just, again, ease of cooking, release of the product.
Yeah, like a waffle iron.
Yes, exactly. A skillet waffle iron. One of the advantages, again, of PTFE is exactly that sort of release of product. But some of the issues related to that are that, you know, it seems like it's very difficult to get a nice sear on that cut of meat. If you're trying to use PTFE or any other nonstick surface.
Right. They don't conduct heat well. They just, they're an insulator.
Right.
So
right.
Kind of works against you.
Okay. So I guess next time I need to go over ahead and switch to maybe a cast iron if I want to get that nice crust on my steak then.
Yeah. And you can get a nice kind of a release finish on cast iron by just seasoning it well.
Yep. Get that nice patina of oil and that little bit of a glaze. And, you know, that's one of the suggestions that I've seen for those individuals that are concerned about, you know, using these nonstick cook surfaces. Even though they shouldn't harm you, don't have any evidence of that, but you still have, again, you know, these alternatives, old school alternatives, because, you know, cast iron has been around for a long, long time.
Yes. Yeah. And it conducts heat very well.
Yes.
And you can use induction heaters, you know, induction cookers.
Yes.
To heat
yes,
that.
Yes.
You can get extreme. I mean, that's a great way to sear a steak.
Mm. For ceramic, you know, again, that's a kind of a little bit newer technology. I've seen typically that same sort of release, but I don't know. I haven't seen large scale usage in industry. I don't know.
Me neither. That's one thing that hasn't shown up a lot. It just is. It's so much more delicate than Teflon.
Right.
It doesn't do as well long term.
Well, you know, and again, kind of bleeding over into advantages, disadvantages, that's one of the things that's exactly right. I have a ceramic pan that I bought at home, and probably a year later, it wasn't as nonstick as it was when it was new. And so I've had to kind of, you know, work with it a little bit, and still, you know, there's still some stuff stuck on there that, you know, previously would come off nice and clean, but not now. And so I think that's one of the disadvantages, I'll say, for ceramics is that, yes, over time, they become less and less nonstick.
Well, I see you didn't buy the one they advertise on TV. The one that you cook screws and nuts and bolts in it.
I noticed. Guilty.
I don't think those are quite truthful ads, because the ceramic is more delicate than Teflon, and it does wear, but it lasts a long time if you just
take care of it,
wash it in the dishwasher, use plastic utensils.
Right. Well, again, and I have to admit that, you know, I'm not the best for sort of babying pots and pans, so I'm kind of rough on them. So again, guilty again. Silicone, last one there. As I mentioned before, I've seen used in industry as sort of like, at that time, it was sort of like fingers to help move things along a conveyor. But again, I would think from what I've seen, the major use has been in sort of like utensils, spatulas, spoons, whatever. I don't know that I've seen a large scale use of that. I will say that possibly you might see that as baking.
A mold.
Yes.
That's where I've seen it. Yeah, in industry and in at home, you know, baking, and also for freezing, for everything from ice cubes to maybe
yes.
chocolates.
Yes. Yes.
And then, you know, bleeding over to some other similar industries, soap making.
Yes.
Really good mold.
So you can get that nice, clean release.
Perfect release properties, yes, yeah. And you know, they can, of course, just bend around, and you can pop out the contents really easily.
Right, right. And, you know, and I think that kind of, again, kind of leads over into the advantages, disadvantages. Again, you're getting that nice, clean release. One of the disadvantages that I've seen is it's not really suitable for direct heat. So you might not necessarily see a silicone frying pan, for example. But,
right. Yeah, you're not going to fry anything in silicone. It just doesn't do well conducting heat. You're not going to get that high heat transfer.
Okay.
Or you can fry something well, sear it or brown it.
Right. So again, stay away from Darren's kitchen. but again, as you said before, you can get a nice, clean release for items that are either baked or frozen, things of that nature. The latest info that I had for one, and I don't really have a whole lot of information, and I'm just kind of curious if you've heard about it, and it was called, I think it was, I want to say it was super hydrophobic, something like.
Yes, right.
Okay.
That's the latest, and you know, it's the future for nonstick surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's either a coating or it's an etching.
Okay.
They can etch the surface of the pan, and you know, they can cut angles that would actually repel water.
Oh wow!
And so you know, the data is that Teflon, if you hold it at a 70-degree angle, water will wash off.
Mm-hmm.
They say these super hydrophobic coatings,
mm-hmm.
a 5-degree angle is all it's needed to get water just to roll off.
Oh wow!
It beads up by itself and moves off quickly. So if they can ever perfect them and they're
working on that
durable,
right,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're affordable.
Okay.
It's going to be our future for that, for
okay.
coatings.
Oh, cool. For sort of upkeep, maintenance, that sort of thing, is it safe to dishwash PTFE or any of these nonstick coatings?
not only is it safe there, and it's preferable.
Okay.
And the reason being that just dishwasher is a non-contact appliance, so you know you're just going to get water that's going to contact that surface. You don't have to worry about a metal spatula or things. Now it could rub against something else. You have to
place
it in there perfectly.
Okay. Gotcha.
But whether it's on the top or the bottom rack, it really doesn't matter. That dishwasher is never going to get higher than 212, you know, boiling temperature of water.
Right.
It can't get that high.
Okay.
Or past that. So,
right.
So you're safe temperature wise. And then action wise, it's probably the most gentle way to clean it.
Okay. Well, you know, I think on that note, let's wrap it up. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Food Files. I'd also like to thank Ag Communications for the production of this podcast. For additional food industry information, please make sure to visit our website at www.fapc.biz. Until next time.